Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It is now 8:38 p.m. on the East Coast. And today is October 7th, 2021. My name is Alex Steinberg. I am the chair of the Pacifica National Board. And I would like to ask our recording secretary, Marion Edang, to please call the roll.
I will do so. Am I loud enough?
Yes.
Okay, good. Chris Corey.
Present.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
I'm here.
Good. Lyndon Foley. Lyndon Foley. We'll go around a second time. Jose Gutierrez. We'll definitely go around a second time. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Good. Wally James.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne, you're muted. But I'm going to count you as here. Ollie Lexa.
Here.
Good. Thomas O'Rourke.
Present.
Good. Lydia Ponce. Lydia? Okay. Second time around. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer.
Requesting the school's absence.
Okay. Thank you. Sandra Rawline. Sandra Rawline? I'll go around again. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Andrea Turner.
Andrea Turner requested an excused absence. She had a death in the family, and she has another relative that's in the hospital.
This does not sound good. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Beth Von Gunten.
Here.
Good. Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Good. Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Okay, let me go back and see if we can catch Lyndon Foley. I hear nothing. Jose Gutierrez. Again, nothing. Lydia Ponce. I hear nothing. Sandra Rawline. I hear nothing. Okay. Lydia Brazon. Is Lydia on? Yeah. Anita Sims.
Here.
Good. Polina Vasiliev.
Here.
Good. John Tatum.
Here.
Good. And I am here. Okay, we have a number of people who are not on the call. Are any of
Dwayne Lark is present.
Gotcha, Dwayne. I saw that you were there even though you were muted. So
Chair, Lydia is having Ponce is having some difficulties, but she's gonna get on as soon as she can.
Great. So any word on Lyndon Foley, Jose Gutierrez, or Sandra Rawline? Okay. I believe we have a quorum.
Okay. The next item is a report out from the closed session of September 30th. Here is the report out. The PNB met in closed session to discuss confidential personnel and legal matters. In addition, Pacifica accepted an offer on 419 Lovett, and proceeds of sale will be used to relocate and furnish KPFT at another site. That is the report out. Next item is excused absences. I'm only aware of Ralph Pointer and Andrea Turner requesting excused absences. Is there anybody else?
Chair, I haven't heard from anybody else.
Okay. Do we have a motion then to excuse Ralph and Andrea?
So moved, Chris Corey.
Do we have a second?
Some seconds.
Okay, are there any objections? Okay, Tom and Andrea are excused. Okay, next item is timekeepers. Who would like to be a volunteer for the timekeeper for people? Anybody?
I'll do it. This is Heather.
Thank you, Heather.
Okay.
What about timekeeper for topics?
I'm unable to. I'm hoping that Julie will step up.
I can do it, Chair Julie.
Thank you, Julie. Okay. Okay. The next item is agenda approval. Let me read the draft agenda. 5 minutes for the agenda approval itself.
Marianne?
Minutes of the open session, of the last open session. That's a 5 minute, that should be a 3 minute item, really. Make that 3 minutes. Report from the interim executive director. And that includes a motion on policy retention. The full body of that was sent out in a separate document. It's a pretty long document. Okay, and that's a 10-minute item. That's followed by a report from the interim CFO. That's also a 10-minute item. That is followed by committee reports. The only committee I'm aware of that is presenting a report is the Elections Committee. And here I'm proposing a change from the draft. That's going to be, this is going to be a report from the National Election Supervisor and a report from the Elections Committee for that 6A. And that's a 20-minute item. And if there are any other committee reports, we can spend 10 minutes on those. The next item is unfinished business. Not aware of any. Finally, there's an item under new business, a motion brought by Director Reyes. That's a 10-minute item. And then we adjourn. So can I get a motion to adopt the draft agenda?
So moved.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Okay.
Second, Lawrence.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve. We have a second. Okay. Does anybody want to propose some amendments or any changes to the draft agenda?
Yes, Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to be recognized.
Okay. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. So I'd like to move two time sensitive items. Just one time sensitive item. Legislative Committee report. But I'd like to move the new business motion in regards to resetting the notice date for amendments, bylaw amendments. I'd like to move that up, and I'm in the car, so I don't see the agenda in front of me. If that could.
Okay, I mean, we normally amendment items, motions from individuals go after motions coming from committees. So if you want to put your motion ahead of committees, no, that would need a second.
No, Chair, I wouldn't want to do that. But what I would want to do is for it to be considered immediately after that, if possible.
Well, it is being considered immediately after.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm driving, so I'm on my way home. I don't have the agenda in front of me. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, all right. Anybody else? Okay. Are there any objections then to the draft agenda? Okay, hearing none, the draft agenda is approved. And the first item of business is the minutes. Do we have the minutes from the last open session, Polina?
Chair, I haven't disbursed them yet. I have to review them. So if we could postpone that to the next meeting, thanks.
Okay, then that's what we have to do. Okay, so the next item is the report from the interim executive director. Lydia, are you on a call?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, okay. So one of the things that I'm circling back on because for a number of reasons, partly that I have mentioned before is that we are renting, we are paying monthly for two storage spaces in Berkeley. And because of COVID, I couldn't get folks to go there because it'll take more than one person. There are two full storage facilities. And the business manager at KPFA believes one whole one is probably like ancient stuff. And so we might be able to reduce that to just one storage space or none. I mean, certainly at the time that many of these things were stored, it was before we were scanning everything, for example. But reasonably, we might need one space. And so, and besides that, for the audit, we need a board-approved retention and destruction policy. I sent it to the board. I recommend that we approve it so that I can start facilitating the removal of things that we don't need from those storage facilities and therefore reduce our rental costs. That's one. And then also in terms of, I noticed when I was at KPFK and I was hoping that we could meet with some major donors in the conference room. It said the conference room was full of boxes and boxes of, again, just kind of ancient pinwheel printouts of things from decades ago and so on and so forth. So as you know, we shouldn't be shredding anything without documenting it. I assume most people know that. And that we have to have a list. And sometimes how long we have to retain items is something that not everyone is privy to, and it's often updated in terms of tax forms and so on and so forth. So, and some people think they have to keep the bills as long as they have to keep, you know, some of the more important items. So anyway, so I recommend that the policy that I drafted, I sent out, be approved.
Lydia, I'd like to ask a couple of questions about this. Do you know what, or does anybody know what kind of documents are in these bins, in these storage facilities?
Only what I've been told. I mean, when we had the national office and I was IED before, yes, I went in there. Some of the boxes, which I think have since been removed, belong to KPFA. And then the other boxes were kind of what I just described, which were bills that were old and may not have been completely too old, you know, old enough to destroy at the time, but they certainly would be now. That was in 2015. So, and then, you know, and just miscellaneous printouts of things that we don't have to keep. And so I consulted with our auditor because it is an audit. It is a board approved document that we have to present for the audit anyway. And this way it's updated, and some of the things that we thought we had to keep longer, we don't, and vice versa. So
well, I'm
not completely full. I did skimmed through some of the boxes at KPFK, and it's kind of the same story.
The reason I'm asking, I'm just wondering if there is possibly any documents there that may be of interest to a historian, any kind like memos from former executive directors or policy statements, old policy statements from former board members or something like that. You know if anything like that is in there?
I don't know, but that's why I would want to have folks that have been around a while to go through them also. And, you know, there are things that are, when they're that old, it's better to scan them because they get, mm-hmm. you know, smelly and old and yellow and whatever. And and we all, many of us in Pacifica tend to be kind of pack rats. And so, you know, we need to, everything is very repeated. But certainly in the past 20 years, we've already been on our computers. So a lot of it is already in there electronically. But I have found things just in my own archives, which are old folios and things that were not previously scanned that I keep and hope to have somewhere that can be retrieved. We might actually think about having a Pacifica document archive that's available to the public. I mean, what are we storing them for if we don't share what those look like? I mean, we've always had individuals who are individual listeners who have done a wonderful job of chronicling different things, but it might be pretty cool, and we might be able to get some funding for that kind of an archive. Now that you mention it.
Yep. Okay. Does anybody want to be on the stack for questions or anything?
Yeah, knowledge to the stack.
Mr. Chair, if I may, I think there has to be a motion first. I only made a recommendation, and I don't know if somebody on the board wants to make a motion.
I guess the motion would be to adopt the policy statement that you sent out on retention, right?
Correct. So somebody just needs to move it and second it and before I think we take a stack.
Does somebody want to do that? I don't propose that we read this policy statement. It's several pages long, kind of very dry going.
Chair, I move that we adopt the proposed policy statement from the IED, Lawrence.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Oh,
it's Ali.
That's okay.
Is there any discussion?
Lawrence, like to be on the staff.
Go ahead, Lawrence. Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. So the governance committee is working with a librarian, library science professional. And Eileen Rosen is heading up a subcommittee from the governance committee to do exactly what Lydia iterated in regards to starting the catalog and starting the archive some of these hidden gems that we may have. So I guess maybe we could talk about that at some point, Lydia. Because the governance committee is doing that with the subcommittee. I think it's called archiving or cataloging subcommittee of the PNB governance committee. So, and Nancy Sauden, who's a library scientist, if that's the way you say it, is also working with Eileen and some of us in the working group. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, are there any...
Excuse me, my hand is up. My hand is up. This is Beth.
Oh, okay. I haven't been looking at the hands. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. First a question and then a comment. I was wondering, how big are the storage spaces in Berkeley? How many cubic feet of material do we have?
I don't know. I've never been there. but they're in two very distinct locations. One is close to the, fairly close to the station, as I understand it, and the other one is not. They're all in the Bay Area. And so what was happening is when we had the national office next door to KPFA, that some of that space was used for storage, and it also housed artwork, which I'll take up at a different point in time, because there is some legal work that has to be done about that. But this is just boxes and boxes and boxes of documents from what has been described to me. And so I don't know what the measurements are.
Thank you. Then I agree that we do need such a policy, but to vote to approve it, I need adequate time to review it. And as has been mentioned, it's lengthy and dry. So I would like this item postponed into the next meeting to allow adequate time for review. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Chair, we're at the original 10 minutes allotted to this item.
Okay. If we're going to continue this discussion, somebody has to propose an extension of time. Otherwise, we go immediately to a vote on the extension and then a vote.
This is James. I'd like to move to extend for 5 minutes, and I'd like to request the stack.
You can only do one thing at a time.
Okay, James. Do the first one.
Okay. Is there a second for that extension?
Second.
Okay, are there any objections to extending this item for another 5 minutes? Okay, Beth made a motion to postpone consideration of this item. Do we have a second for that motion?
Chris will second.
Okay, it's a perfect...
Chair, I have a request for information.
I was going to say something, Lawrence, if you don't mind.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just want you to keep in mind that the policy was, the wording of the policy, it came from our auditor. Is that correct, Lydia?
Yeah, and I just modified it a little bit. I didn't modify anything about the requirements. What he gave me was how long we have to keep everything. And so I just added, below Pacifica's names and so forth, and the fact we have units, it's not like a single entity. So mm-hmm. Each manager and the unit would have to conduct their own, what it ends up being is kind of an inventory of what you plan to have shredded, if you're going to have shredded, and you have the advantage now, like what I did. There were some boxes that were sent here from Berkeley, from the national office when it was in Berkeley, and I took a photograph of the box because it had all the file names and so on and so forth, and so I keep things like that, and I think in this case we can do a combination of all of that.
Okay, but I think what we have here basically is kind of a general policy statement that conforms with Sarbanes-Oxley and perhaps other requirements for document retention, modified slightly to conform to Pacifica's organizational structure.
Right, and so it's updated because in the past sometimes you'd have to keep things longer mm-hmm. or less time, and so he brought it up to date.
Okay,
but, yeah, I didn't touch any of the length of time that you have to keep things at all. I left that untouched.
I just wanted to provide that extra bit of information.
Yeah.
Is James requesting the stack?
Okay. I think Lawrence had a request for information of some sort. Lawrence?
No, that's thank you. Thank you, Chair. I apologize for stepping on you there. No, that's the question I had. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
I have a point of information, Madam Chair, Mr. Chair.
Sabrina, go ahead.
Yeah, this is for Lydia, and It's my understanding, or it's come to my attention, that there was a letter from the California AG's office to General Counsel Schwartz and you, Ms. Brazan. Are you going to forward that letter to all of us in the interest of transparency?
Sabrina, this is not germane to what we're discussing right now.
Okay. Was she done with her? Can she ask that, answer that question after she's done with her presentation here?
If we have time, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Does anybody else?
James requesting the stack?
James, go ahead.
Anita has her hand up also, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Yes. I just had a comment, Mr. Chair. When we helped to clean out the office in Berkeley, we did send a lot of financial documentation to that storage, or one of them. So a lot of those boxes that came out of that area are all financial. I do request that you keep those instead of destroying them, because none of that has been, to my knowledge, if it was scanned at one point, I don't know where those records would be electronically. We might need them at some point.
Okay, good point. Anybody else?
James.
James, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm texting back and forth with Eileen Rosen, who is the chair of our audit committee, and as aforementioned by Lawrence, a person on the governance committee who's working on documents retention and destruction policy. And she is suggesting that we make sure the word document is in the title of this motion. It's documents retention and destruction. She just wanted to add that. I can't see it myself right now, so I don't know if it is or not.
May I respond?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so some of the things, again, because we have been in the digital area for quite some time now, some things are the old square computer disk that they used that I don't think there's a computer that takes those anymore, right? So it's not all like paper documents per se. And of course, you know, folders. I found a bunch of empty folders that are mislabeled and da-da-da. But yeah, it is. It doesn't hurt to put document retention, but just know it's not limited to that. Unless you want to define documents.
Okay. Anyway, what we're voting on is not. I'm just trying to clarify. We're not voting on any immediate action in relation to the storage facilities in Berkeley, but simply on this document retention policy, correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's just, you know, we're coming to the end of the year, and at the end of every year, hopefully everybody cleans things out, and you reach another year, so it might be your seventh year to have kept, you know, whatever you need to keep for 7 years. And also to be careful not to throw things away that you might think you can throw away after or have destroyed after 10 years. And then you find out from this list. And as I said, this is fresh, having been reviewed by our auditor yesterday, is that, you know, you might need to keep it forever, as some of these categories are identified as such.
And Chair, we're at time again on this item.
Okay, can we go to a vote on this? The vote is on the whether we are going to postpone this or not. Mary, could you take the roll on the motion to postpone?
Have you asked if there is any objection?
I did hear a second, Chair.
There was a second, yeah.
Yeah, there was.
That's okay.
Okay, well, okay. I'm pretty sure there are objections, but I'll ask anyway. Are there any?
I would object. Yes, objection. I object. O'Rourke.
Okay, let's go to a vote.
So, okay, and the vote is on whether to postpone this matter.
Yes.
Okay, Chris Corey.
Yes.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
votes yes. Heather Gray.
No.
Votes no. Excuse me while I put this back together. There. Julie Hewitt.
No.
Votes no. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Apologies, no.
I'm not hearing clearly. I'm sorry.
You said okay.
No. No.
Okay, now I hear. Thank you.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay. Wally James.
Yes.
Votes yes. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne Lark. Okay, we'll come back to him. Ali Lexa.
Pass.
Passes. Okay, Thomas O'Rourke.
I vote no.
Votes no. Lydia Ponce.
No.
Votes no. Ron Pinchback.
No.
Votes no. Let's see. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Lawrence votes no on the motion to postpone. Okay. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth von Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Tom Voorhees.
No.
Votes no. Okay, let's see. We did not hear from Dwayne. Dwayne Lark.
And Jose Gutierrez.
Oh, Jose is here. Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to unpack the food.
Okay, Jose Gutierrez, how do you vote?
Yes to postpone.
Yes to postpone. Okay, so back to Dwayne Lark, who was...
Dwayne abstains.
Dwayne abstains, okay. We have...
Is that Al? Oh, Chair, I'm so sorry. Secretary, I'd like to change my vote to no, please. I'm sorry.
Who is that, Vanessa?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry.
Okay, you vote no. Let's see. Ali Lexa, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
Abstain.
You abstain. Okay. We have... To postpone, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes votes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no votes. Alex, do you choose to vote?
No, I'm not voting.
You are not voting?
Yep.
Alex, are you not voting or are you voting no?
I am not voting.
Okay, so we've called that an abstention. So we have 6 yes and 9 no. The motion to postpone fails.
Okay, now we have to vote on the motion.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
What is your question?
Maybe Lydia could answer this. There's a sentence in Section 6 under document destruction. I just wanted to... heard a comment on, may I ask?
Yes.
Wait, no, we don't actually have time for that. We're out of time. The only thing in order is to vote.
Yeah, all right, so be it.
Okay,
let's go to a vote.
Chair. Chair the Sully.
Yeah.
Can we hear what the motion is or a summary of what it is we're voting on?
We'll be here for another 30 minutes if you want to read the whole motion. It's a long, it's several pages. You should have gotten it in an email.
Chair, it's Julie. I put together a quick summary in the chat box. Could I just read that?
No, if we're going to continue this discussion, then somebody has to move to extend time. That's the only legal way to do this.
Thank you, Julie.
Chair, I move we extend by 2 minutes.
Well, it'll take more than 2 minutes. That's not a real.
I second it. Oh, Lydia.
Mr. Chair, are we?
Then I amend it four.
Are we in the middle of a vote?
We didn't actually start the vote.
I see. Okay.
So, okay. So you want to extend?
I move to 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Chair. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, are there any objections to extending this for 4 minutes? Okay, so the floor is open for discussion.
Mr. Chair, O'Rourke to the stat.
Hold on.
My hand is up. My hand is up. This is Beth.
And Julie to the stack.
Okay, Julie.
James, also, please.
Okay, Beth, James. Okay, 4 minutes. Go ahead, make it quick. I don't know which one of you was first. I'll call Julie. Go ahead.
So I'll just read the quick summary that I put together. So the document's 3 pages. It is dry for sure. There are a couple of high-level categories of documents, and I'll tell you what those categories are. They are corporate, accounting, tax, bank, payroll, employee, and donor. I would say, and so now there's a bunch of items listed within each of those categories. And I would say just on the raw count of the number of items that are listed there, about half of the items are permanent records. Others, which are have certain retention times associated with them, those tend to be in the range of 3 to 7 years. Here's an example of something that you don't keep forever. Lease documents, you destroy 6 years after the end of a lease. So at any rate, I just wanted to share that. And then just to add that I think we really need a document retention and destruction policy, and we should approve this one. And then we could look at it and decide if we want to change it and amend it later. But this one looks good enough, and you know, think of it like minutes. Thank you.
Okay. Thomas.
Yes, I would concur with Julie on the need for the policy, and fine. I'm fine with amending it. My question had to do with the second paragraph of document destruction, which reads, "Document destruction will be suspended immediately upon any indication of an official investigation or when a lawsuit is filed or appears imminent. Destruction will be reinstated upon conclusion of the investigation." That seems a little, maybe you could comment on it. It would seem obvious if an investigation is demanding documents that the ones that it demands be retained, of course, but it also seems open-ended, vaguely sort of just odd language to me. Lydia, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that having been in Pacifica since the 80s and in other nonprofits, that it covers, anybody reading it should understand, if you're in the middle of a lawsuit, you first of all, you don't know how long it's going to be, and you don't know what kind of discovery is going to be called upon. I have had queries just since I've been IED, and I'm relying on Gmail largely, and email these days. This is a policy. So what this is saying is that as Pacifica, we need to be in black and white ink saying what our policy is. This is protective as much as it is imperative moving forward with the destruction of documents. Also, we have to keep in mind that at KPFT, we are going to have to vacate that building We have a generous offer from someone to store things there. I don't know if that includes documents at a particular place by a supporter of KPFT. But certainly we have to know everything that's there, take an inventory, and time is of the essence. And we want to protect the foundation by having a set policy, and that's what that outlines. But certainly for we should preserve everything, and this is current. It would be covered given the timelines that are in there as well, and those are pretty specific about the kinds of documents that would be called for anyway during an investigation or the like.
And Chair, I'm sorry, we're at time again.
Oh, okay, we're at time again. So
move to extend for 5 minutes, Chris.
Second, James.
Are there any objections to extending for another 5 minutes? Okay, so we'll continue with the stack. Beth?
Chair, I have a point of information, if you don't mind. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
It's very general. In the case of policies like this, what's the procedure for revising them? I mean, if it's a very easy thing to do, then I really don't have any objection to implementing the policy. I just thought it would be cumbersome.
Okay, this is Lydia. So may I respond? It's like any other policy that we have. Our policies are created by virtue of motion. So if we want to revise something, as I said, and as I think it says in the document, that things will be updated anyway. So it's included in there that it's incumbent on us to update these things.
Okay, so
you know, we may find that as we go through this, as we're throwing things away, you may find something, oh, I'm not sure if this is really covered by this policy, and you take it to a director and they might make a motion to amend. I did call this document to the attention of our corporate counsel as well to review.
Okay, so can I quickly follow up?
Yeah.
Okay. So the procedure would be to move to review and amend, I guess. Yes.
May I speak on this, Mr. Chair? This is a parliamentarian.
I'd be happy with that. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Any motion that is made can be rescinded in the future, and any motion that's made can be amended in the future.
Okay.
And a motion coming from Robert's Rules of Order is the motion to amend something previously adopted, or the motion can be to rescind something previously adopted. And rescind, of course, is equal to repeal and some other words too.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. No further question.
Yeah.
This is James for the stack.
Okay, Beth. Beth is on the stack.
Thank you. Yes. As I stated earlier, I agree that we do need such a policy. It's a little bit distressing that we don't already have such a policy in place. Not having been allowed adequate time to review these three dry pages of legal, technical prose, I'm sorry to say I'm not in a position to have done due diligence enough to approve this. I wish I had been allowed that time, but I haven't.
Beth, let me correct you. We do have a retention policy currently. We have a very old one. It's probably out of date, which is a good reason why we want to adopt a new one. But we have had a retention policy in place for a long time.
I regret not being able to support this one. Thank you.
Okay. James.
Yeah, I just wanted to agree with Beth to the extent that it's unfortunate. You know, I first saw this, I think, at 11 minutes after 6 o'clock this evening. It would have been better if we had more time to look at it.
Okay, but we already, James, we already voted on the motion to postpone. So you should be speaking to the motion itself at this point.
I am, if you will just let me do it. So my point is that I can't support this either. Now, I do support a retention policy, of course. And I won't say that, you know, it's not like we never knew that we were supposed to have a retention policy. Apparently, we do have one. Many of us haven't seen it. Also, we've been working on revising it, getting a new one in the governance committee. That's been dragging on. I understand that. But it's difficult to vote for this when I haven't had a chance to look at it, really. So I just wish I had seen this sooner, as well as I wish that we had done more work on it beforehand so that we wouldn't be doing it, try to do it in a rushed fashion now. But of course, we need such a policy. That's why we've been working on it. That's
okay.
All.
Lawrence, the stack. Anybody else want to be on the stack? Lawrence, you spoke already.
In regards to this, thank you, Chair. Yeah. So this was all the board members received the audit report, the final audit report, and this was incorporated into the audit report. So other than that, I don't know what to say.
If there's nobody else on the stack, let's just go to a vote. Marianne, could you please take the roll?
Yeah. So this is to pass the document retention policy.
Correct.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
That's yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. We'll come back to Vanessa. Jose Gutierrez.
No.
Votes no. Okay. Excuse me while I put this back together. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay, excuse me while I deal with this. Wally James.
No.
Votes no. Okay, Dwayne Lark. We'll come back to Dwayne. Ali Lexa.
Pass.
Passes. Thomas O'Rourke.
I had to step away just to be clear. This is the main motion to accept the policy?
That's correct.
I vote yes.
Votes yes. Lydia Ponce.
Yes.
Votes yes. Okay, Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence?
Yes.
Votes yes. Gotcha. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Abstains. That. Okay, James Sagerton?
No.
Votes no. Andrea, she's not here. Beth Von Gunten?
No.
Beth? Votes no. Tom Voorhees?
Tom votes yes.
Votes yes. Okay, let's go back to Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lyndon is not here. Let's see.
I see Lyndon. I see Lyndon on the call.
You do?
I just renamed him. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, Lyndon Foley. How do you choose to vote?
Who is the spy? I vote yes.
Votes yes. Okay, and I will mark you as present. Who else are we missing? Dwayne Lark. We have not heard from Dwayne.
Dwayne votes no.
Votes no. Okay, let's see. Ralph, Sandra. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3. Oh, wait a minute. We had a pass. Ali Lexa, how do you choose to vote?
Abstain.
You abstain. Okay. Yes. We have 1, 2, 3.
Alex.
Alex. Wait.
I'm waiting for you to count the vote. What do you mean?
Yeah. I will get there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 noes, and 1, 2, 3 abstentions. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
Yes.
You vote yes. We have 11 yes votes and 5 no votes. The motion carries.
Okay. And I think that's the time we have on that item. The next item is the report from the interim CFO, Anita Sims.
Mr. Chair, I do not have a report today, so I will give you my time back.
Okay. Thank you, Anita.
Thank you.
Thank you for attending the meeting, and we know you'll be participating in the closed session where we do have some very urgent issues to discuss. Okay. The next item are committee reports, and somebody has to get Renee on the call. Paulina, could you text Renee or call her right now?
Sure.
Chair, I have a question real quick.
Yeah.
I'd like to invite Secretary Pro Tem Janine Rome to do the elections committee report. Is that okay?
Usually those are delivered by the chair. Do you not have a chair for that committee?
I'm the chair pro tem at the moment, but I'm not able to give the report because I'm still in transit.
Okay, that's fine. You can invite the secretary of the elections committee.
Thank you, Chair.
Get on the call.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Let's wait till.
While we are waiting, because this is a motion, I would appreciate somebody emailing me all 3 dry pages to be included in the minutes.
Okay. Paulina, could you do that?
Sorry, I was busy texting Renee. What was the request from me?
Marion wants the copy of the motion. She might not have gotten the original one that was mailed by Lydia.
Yeah, sure.
The retention policy motion. Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Mm. That does have to be included in the minutes, of course.
Renee just texted back saying that she is not quite yet ready to join us. She's on a train. I'll ask her how long.
Okay.